Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Sound off with me, folks, on these Celtics not being the Celtics we have come to know in the past few seasons. Why, you might ask? I will tell you why. These Celtics have shown you time and time again this season that they are different. They have never lost three straight games. They've won almost all of those games throughout the season that you thought were going to be losses because of this guy missing or because of some schedule quirk or for some other reason. They have overcome it time and time again. All those nights that you thought they weren't going to bring it because of what was built into your brain from past seasons, they always proved you wrong. Now, this time, in their very first closeout opportunity of this NBA playoff run, they didn't just close the door on Miami's season. They slammed it shut. This was absolute dominance from start to finish. And this is coming from a team that in the past had not been great at closeout opportunities. The old saying that has been popular on social media over the years is F around and find out. And the Celtics have lived that time and time again, it has felt like, where they just haven't played with the urgency that you would want to see out of a team in any particular game of a series or throughout an entire series. Well, during this series, they didn't F around at all. And the only thing we found out is that this team is different than the teams of the past. Tonight, from the very opening tip, you could tell the Celtics smelled blood in the water and they were going for the kill. Aggressive drives to the basket, crashing the glass, flying around on defense. It all led to an 18-point lead at the end of the first quarter. After 41 points scored during the first quarter, Derek White picked up right where he left off in game four after scoring a career high 38 points and making eight threes in game four down in Miami. By the way, Miami doesn't seem to be much of a home court advantage against the Celtics over the last couple years, does it? The Boston Celtics undefeated in Miami this season. But Derek White, after a huge performance down in Miami in game four, again, a career high 38 points, comes out tonight 15 in the first quarter. So he picked up right where he left off, canned his first three-pointer of the night from the left corner right in front of the Celtics bench. That came after a couple of buckets from Jaylen Brown, who again was driving with force. It just felt early on like the Celtics were not going to be denied. Brown was in his bag. Tatum scored 9 points on only two shots in the first quarter. Literally across the board, This was everything you wanted to see out of the Celtics in the first quarter of a closeout game opportunity. They made a statement early on that it was time for the Heat to go bake on South Beach. Their season was over, and Boston's postseason was just beginning. So the Celtics, again, 41 points during the opening quarter. To put that into context, with combined with how great their defense was tonight, Miami didn't reach 41 points until about 4-plus minutes left in the entire first half. So Boston was really clicking on all cylinders, and this is just the latest example that this team is different. The hashtag all season has been different here. That's about the city. That's about the franchise. That's playing for this organization and having Boston across your chest. It's different here. But now it can apply in a different way about this team because it does feel different. Again, they smelled blood in the water and they went for the kill and they killed. They absolutely destroyed Miami tonight. And that's what Boston should have done. With all of the guys Miami's missing, Boston should destroy them. And that's what they did. Okay, so you rewind after game two. Oh, everyone talking heads on TV and radio. Oh, no. We're so worried about the Boston Celtics. Boston just won this series 4-1 with an average margin of victory by 22 points. Are you kidding me? And you're trying to question this team? The only game that Miami won in the series was because they were absurd from long distance, which they are not on a regular basis. They performed completely outside of their norms, and that random variance in one game is the only reason this was not a sweep. But regardless of that one win that Miami did grab, Boston grabbed the other four by an average of 22 points per game. They took it to Miami in Miami. They came back to Boston, and they just ripped the Heat's heart out. Sent them into the postseason, into the offseason, as the Celtics now are done with one step, and now they move on to the next. So it certainly feels, and it has all season, if you watch this team closely, there were nights where you just thought, this is probably a letdown night. The other team might pull this out. This might be maybe a surprising loss a little bit. Nope. Boston answered the bell every night. And that's what they did in this series. After that ridiculous performance by the Heat in game two, Boston bounced right back. Closed the door. You're done. Good night. Feels different. All right, let's take a few questions from the fans. First off, we got Alan Acosta on revenge against those very Heat that I was just talking about. Guillerme Maloof then comes in on Boston responding to national criticism. And then JT Zero wraps us up tonight, commenting on the Celtics having yet another level to reach, which, oh man, that's scary. All right, let's get into our first comment here from Alan Acosta.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
All right. First off, we got Alan Acosta saying, I'm glad the Celtics played like they wanted revenge on the Heat, which we all did. That kind of killer instinct will help them advance in the playoffs and sends a loud message to the rest of the league. We're coming for the title. Alan, building off of what I said in my open, this is what we all wanted. You said it, Alan. I felt it. I think we all felt it. We wanted the Celtics. We wanted to see the Celtics come out tonight with a killer instinct saying, you've got no chance at getting back into this series. None. We are the 64-win team. We are the title favorites. We don't care that Kristaps Porzingis is out. We've got plenty of depth. I mean, the luxury of losing Kristaps Porzingis and being able to plug Al Horford, potentially a future Hall of Famer, into the starting lineup. What a luxury. But we wanted all of these guys to come out tonight and not just win, but to show a killer instinct. That's what they did. And really, you felt it from the start. The force that they played with just felt like we are throwing haymakers and we are going to land them. We are going to knock you out. We are not screwing around and going to let you hang around in this game and let some pressure build, let you guys get comfortable and see what happens. No. That was not happening in this game. It was all killer instinct. And it goes back to what I was saying in my open about it just feeling different with this group. Like, I love the last couple teams of the Celtics, but they didn't seem to have that killer instinct. Tonight, it was collective. Like, you didn't see Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown go off for 40 or 50 to make a statement. This was the entire team. Al Horford getting jacked up after a bunch of plays. Drew Holiday was unbelievable tonight. He only finished with 10 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. But my God, was he incredibly impactful at both ends of the court. He only took 5 shots. But you just felt it across the board. Every single player who checked into the game. Killer instinct after killer instinct after killer instinct. They came out of the locker room with some message. Whatever Joe Mazzulla delivered to them in pregame, they brought it out onto the court and they executed on it. And that is the development that we needed to see out of the Celtics. Alan Acosta said it. They wanted revenge on the Heat. We all wanted revenge and it's been served. And that kind of killer instinct that was showcased tonight is the type of killer instinct that can fuel a long playoff run. We saw it a little bit in that finals run against the Nets. There was a little bit of a killer instinct there. I do think that there was a lot of luck involved in that, especially with that game winner by Jason Tatum. If that doesn't happen, who knows how that series goes? But there was a little bit of a killer instinct there, and that kind of carried over a little bit into other series during that run. But it wasn't like this. This felt different. And this is the type of killer instinct that if you can carry it into future series, it can win you a series. You don't want to mess around and give another team life. When you have the opportunity to send them packing, do it. That's exactly what Boston did tonight. All right, next up, Guilherme Malouf says, Celtics defense improved a great deal since game 2. Excellent response after deserved criticism. And our offense is getting everybody involved. Tough to beat us, with an exclamation point. Let's rewind to game two, Guillerme. Boston watched Miami set a franchise playoff record with 23 made three-pointers. And I think a little bit of anxiety was building, at least outside the locker room, for every fan and media member watching, saying, oh God, here we go again. This is the same thing that happened last year with Miami. Boston allowed some of these Miami role players to start feeling comfortable, and then you couldn't turn them off. So credit to Miami. They made the shots in game two. At the same time, Boston's defense was not great in game two. I said it in the Sound Off episode after that game. Miami got way, way too many open shots. Like uncontested shots. Plays where Boston's defenders were relatively close and simply didn't even put a hand up to contest. That's not like this team. Now, it got better and better since then. Okay? Game three, dominant defense. Absolutely dominant. You could see that the Celtics, again, were making a statement. What happened last night, or in the last game in game two, it ain't happening again. You guys just got lucky. You caught fire, and that's the bottom line. Not happening tonight. Boston asserted its will on defense during game three. Game four, a little bit of a drop-off. I didn't think they quite played on the same level. If you listen to TNT, Stan Van Gundy was saying the same thing. It wasn't quite on the same level, but still limited Miami to 88 points. And then tonight, in a closeout opportunity at TD Garden, in Game 5, a dominant defensive performance. Boston finishes this series after that ridiculous performance by Miami in Game 2. Boston finishes this season with three consecutive games of limiting its opponent to 88 or fewer points. Two of those games were 84 points. And I said this after game three, to put this into context of just how great that is defensively, the worst offensive team in the NBA this season averaged 106 points a game. Averaged. Okay, so averages, it's not like that's their great nights or their worst nights. They averaged 106 points per game this season. That was the Memphis Grizzlies. So Boston just held Miami to three straight games of scoring at least 18 fewer points than the worst team averaged this season. These were stretches of absolutely dominant defense. And obviously Miami was undermanned. They had a bunch of guys missing. You couldn't expect them to play great offensively. They weren't very good offensively all season. But that doesn't take away from some of the dominant stretches that Boston's defense played. Boston showed the potential tonight, and it's shown it throughout the season. That's the only way you finish number two in the entire NBA in defensive rating. Boston showed throughout this series, and in particular in games three and five, a level of defense and disruptive defense that can take over a series, no matter who they're playing against. Could be against the Western Conference champion. Like, that level of defense can take any team out of its rhythm. So an excellent response from Boston's defense since game two, an excellent response to all of the deserved criticism that Guillerme is talking about from around the country. That here we go again. These Celtics don't have it. They've got to bounce back. They're not playing to their level. They're letting a team with lesser talent stay in it. Well, Boston responded. So now all of those same people better be giving them props tomorrow. Boston's offense is getting all of its players involved, and Jason Tatum still has another level to go to. And so do many of the other players, which is a perfect segue into our final comment from JT Zero. All right, our last comment of the night coming in from JT Zero saying, they can still play so much better. That's scary. And it is. I think from a consistency standpoint, like we just talked about the defense, if Boston's defense can consistently play at that level, which it needs to win a title, it can dominate literally any team in the league. I don't care who the other team is. Boston's defense, when it plays at that level, can dominate. And then offensively, I mean, this is a game tonight where the Celtics shot 55% from the field, 40% from three-point range, but still had opportunity to be better. That's crazy. Jason Tatum only took 9 shots, only scored 16 points. The Celtics shot a woeful 67% from the free throw line. So, and let me also throw in only 23 assists to 14 turnovers. That's not great for Boston. So they dominate this game, and generally they dominate this series, but they still have other levels to reach. That's scary. Because you're not seeing that around the league. Most of the teams that are playing really well right now and winning series outright, like you saw Minnesota playing great, you saw Oklahoma City playing great, like those teams, I think, are playing close to their max right now. Boston just dominated this series, not even close to their maximum and their highest level of play. Boston is playing at its best when it's getting 27 to 35 assists. When Tatum is cooking, getting 15 or more shots, and when everyone else is shooting threes. There's no doubt Boston has had parts of that operating during this series. There's no other way that you wind up winning 4-1, scoring at least 111 points in 3 of the 5 games. So you've got to have the offense clicking at least some level, but there's certainly another level to get to. And that's the level that we saw all throughout the regular season on offense. The defense, it's just about consistency, bringing that effort and force defensively every single game. And I don't doubt that that's going to happen because, you know, sometimes when you're the top seed and you're playing a team that's missing half of its, you know, high level of players, you can't, maybe sometimes the mental and human nature side comes into it where you don't quite bring your A game every single night. Not making excuses, but maybe that's what happened for a little bit of this series. And Boston still dominated. But now as they graduate on in this series, it gets more in this postseason to the next series. It gets more and more serious and more real about pursuing that NBA championship. So I expect that as each step gets taken, the Celtics are going to improve and improve and improve and improve into exactly what JT Zero was saying. They can still play so much better. The rest of the league better be scared. And the team that's going to play the Celtics in the next round better be scared. Now, listen, we're going to find that out possibly on Friday. The Cleveland Cavaliers have a 3-2 lead over the Orlando Magic. Game 6 is coming Friday night down in Orlando. That game tips off at 7 o'clock. You can catch it on ESPN. If Cleveland wins that game, it advances to the next round to take on the Boston Celtics, and that series would begin sometime next week, possibly on Sunday. Maybe it's Tuesday. Who knows? But Cleveland has an opportunity to close the door on Orlando down in Orlando Friday night. If that game winds up going in the Magic's favor and they tie it up at 3-3, then we're going to a game 7 on Sunday for all the marbles in Cleveland, winner take all to advance on to play the 64-win dominant Boston Celtics. So we could have an answer Friday. If Cleveland wins, they are Boston's next opponent. If they lose, it all comes down to Sunday between the Magic and the Cavaliers. We're going to have to keep our eyes locked on that series in the coming days, and we'll find out exactly who's going to be coming to Boston for games 1 and 2 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. Now, I appreciate you all sounding off with me throughout this first round of the playoffs. I have to let you all know I'm going to be off for at least the first few games of this next round. I've got a baby on the way. I cannot wait to welcome this little girl into the world. But because of that, I'm going to be taking a step away for a little while. But I hope to be back at some point on the tail end of the next series. And hopefully, Boston is on the verge of punching its way into the Eastern Conference Finals. See you in a couple weeks. And until then, folks, please tune in and enjoy the hell out of what's going on around the NBA. This level of competition is awesome.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.